In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We just heard, when one of the ten who had been healed of his skin disorder returned, he was full of gratitude, praising God and thanking Jesus. Not necessarily leprosy, by the way, may well have been psoriasis, on which I did my PhD. So, just so you know, we can have another story about that another time. As I was going through my bookcase this week, I came across this book called Uncommon Gratitude by Joan Chittister and Rowan Williams, past Archbishop of Canterbury. Uncommon gratitude. Why are gratitude and thankfulness so uncommon? Do grumbling and complaining seem to be easier at times, even in a church community? St. Benedict had plenty to say about the dangers of grumbling. He says it literally drains the life out of any community. But if we're honest, it is easier to grumble, isn't it, to focus on the negative and what's not going right around us. I came across a quote that a community leader in Yorkshire made recently. He said, at our community, Scargill House, we are consciously seeking to speak words of gratitude and thankfulness to one another and to our gracious God. It is hard to be anxious when you're grateful, or to be defended when our hearts are thankful. Meister Eckhart, a German mystic in the Middle Ages, said, "If the only prayer you say your whole life is thank you, that would suffice." And St. Paul, experienced in trials and suffering, exhorts us to be thankful. "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So, two areas we can give thanks in: giving thanks to God in worship, and then we'll look at giving thanks to God in the everyday. So today we have just heard sung Psalm 66. Oh, shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing to the honour of his name and give him glory as his praise. Many of the Psalms give such praise and thanks. Rowan Williams again. I find myself coming back and back again to the meaning of Alleluia. Life itself is an exercise in learning to sing alleluias in order to recognise the face of God hidden in the recesses of time and around us. Alleluia is actually one of the oldest anthems of the Christian church and means simply, "All hail to the one who is." The one who is. Wonderful name for God, isn't it? Alleluia is not a substitute for reality. It's just that it makes us aware of another whole kind of reality. It's the ultimate expression of thanksgiving and the pinnacle of human joy. It says that God is good, and we know it. In the Hebrew Scriptures, our Old Testament, the word Alleluia is a call to praise and a challenge to see in life more than is immediately visible, the seen and the unseen, the visible and the invisible, as we say in the Creed. In the early church, liturgies used Alleluia all the time as a formula of an intensely emotional response of praise. And they said it the entire year around. We don't in the Anglican Church. We omit it, don't we, for Lent and often for Advent as well, as we see them as more penitential seasons. But why should we not say Alleluia at those times as well? It's a question to consider. Alleluia is a call to reflection, the basis of contemplation, and the final Amen, let it be so, to all that is. So that is worship. What about the rest of our lives? Are we able to have an Alleluia view of every present moment, an attitude of thankfulness, of gratitude? Well, we can only really do this if we walk around with open eyes, an open heart and open ears, observing what's around us and being present to the people around us. Perhaps you could go on a walk, open yourselves up to what is around. It was actually easier to do that, I think, in COVID lockdown, walking around the neighbourhood. I found there wasn't a lot of other things to do. So I was on a WhatsApp group with young people at my previous church, and we would send photos to each other of what we saw on our walk and thank God for it. We can touch things when we walk. We can hold them. Remember that small is beautiful in the kingdom of God. Take time to hear the birdsong. Thomas Merton, the Trappist monk and writer, said, "In our very ordinary daily circumstances, we need to find God, God present in and through the world he created and continues to create." And he said, "All our salvation begins on the level of common and natural things." Where is God? Right in front of us, right around us, right within us. We are not left without God. Now, if we start wherever we are to really see what is there, it takes time. Another book in my book, from my bookshelf. Paula Gooder has a book called Everyday God, the Spirit of the Ordinary. And she said, "God patiently illuminates the field of our lives. We need to stop and notice." We can train ourselves to notice the extraordinary in the ordinary. It is the very stuff of our existence we can give thanks for. The quality of our lives is not shaped so much by what we do, but how we do it. Stop. Wait. Take notice. Reflect. And give thanks. There is a wonderful prayer called the Examen. Do you have a prayer practice in your life? Do you have a prayer practice each day that helps pull you deeper and deeper into the presence of God? Well, the Examen is one way that you can do it. It was developed by Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the 16th century Spanish priest and theologian who founded the Jesuit order, which is still going today. And he focused on the spiritual formation of his recruits and encourage conscious reflection as you sit in God's presence. When? At the end of the day, reflect on the day. This review of the day is used widely around the world, not just by Jesuits, but by thousands and thousands of people. So at the end of the day, what do? We take time to reflect on what we have noticed around us. What can I be grateful for? Holy Spirit, reveal the day to me. Show me. Show me where God has been with me in the things I have seen and experienced. Holy Spirit, reveal to me where I've turned away from God and not been present to God. So these are some of the questions to reflect on at the end of the day. It may take 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. Gratitude, being thankful to God, does take patience and practice, but it opens us up more and more to God's transforming and loving presence around us all the time. Now, if you would like to try the prayer of Ignatian reflection, that practice at the end of the day, I have copies of one form of it to hand out at the door as you leave. I think I have about 22 copies. There are more of you here than that. So you'd have to be quick to get it. Bless you all in your prayer life and as you notice God more and more around you and with you. Amen.